Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. Woohoo! Anyway.
Yeah. A minute ago, I was Julia Cannon, but only for a minute. Why I posted
That's why I was discerning and differentiating.
she had to help me separate and get it back into my own identity. So wonderful. And we've got a couple here that are, they beat us to the punch. We got some people watching. So I did a little announcement on YouTube this time just to see if that helped us to remind people that we're going live. So let's see if that helps us. We get some more people in the chat room. So if you guys are watching or listening, please open up the banner, open up the show. There's a chat in there. Let's start chatting.
And
Julia
we,
loves to answer your questions.
yes, we love to chat. We love to talk to you.
Right.
Tracy loves to.
We were just discussing it. We've got time. We just got to fill it with lots of talking. So wonderful,
Absolutely.
thanks. Yeah. So go to BTS Radio on Facebook, everyone. If you're watching this on YouTube later, please put aside on Friday nights this hour. It's very important for all of us to bring our energy together, raise it up. Yeah. Speaking of dancing, is Tiffany in the house?
Is she in the house?
Is
Yeah,
Tiffany?
I wait. Can we do a shout out to
I want to.
I'm so proud of her. I'm just so proud of it's just fun,
Oh
you
my gosh.
know.
And she got in there a lot.
A
So
lot, yes.
you want to tell, tell the audience what she's doing.
My daughter, well, our daughter, but mine
That's
first.
funny. If you guys are new to the show, I've kind of adopted Tiffany. I just say she's my daughter too because I just love her so much. But biologically, she is not mine, just to be clear.
Right. Anyway, she lives in Austin, and they do filming for different shows in Austin, and she was able to get on one of the shows that is filming down there. And she was an extra, a backdrop person, a background. So we kind of tease about that, and she's like, "Pay attention to the background people and stuff." But the first one, I don't know if she was in more than one scene or not, but it was. Those back they move fast, those background people, because you realize now, I realize it anyway, how much we focus on the main characters, and you really don't pay much attention to the other stuff, and it moves. Once you're trying to pay attention to it, it moves very quickly. And
Yeah.
so, but this was fun. This one, she was in a lot of scenes, but here's what's funny though, because I didn't know it was coming, and I was watching it last night after I recorded it. And I was watching it, and it was like, man, this kind of seems like what she was talking about was that she was filming in, but she would have told me, you know, she would have said something. And so I'm watching and watching. I'm like, this is. So then I called her. I'm like, okay, the scene that you were in, were they doing this, this, and this? She goes, yeah, they were. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was the show. That was the show. But she, well, did you see me? I'm like, no, I didn't
How
see
did you
you.
not see her?
I know.
Oh my God, she was in
Wasn't
it like crazy. But that's because I knew to
looking.
look for her.
I
But
wasn't looking. Now I know what to look for, and I actually got it on my computer. I watched it today on the computer, and it was closer. I'm sitting right there, you know, and I know what to look for now too. But she's in a whole lot of it. I was like, man, she's almost one of the main characters. She's in it so much.
she's working in a restaurant, and they're in the restaurant. The main characters are in the restaurant, but they're also having a party in the restaurant. Like it's a gathering for someone, and they're doing this whole announcement thing, and the announcement's happening up where she's standing. And so she's in it quite a bit. And that was fun. That was fun to watch that. But then they started singing and dancing, and that's what I was choosing.
You know what I enjoyed, what occurred to me is like, you know, so many times I'll see scenes like this and it's like, wow, that was really cool. I wonder how they did that in that restaurant. I wonder how they did that book, because it's like it's
I
really
was
going on.
wondering, yeah.
Yeah, and if we didn't know better, we would have thought that was really a restaurant, because it was all the hustle and bustle, exactly the movements that you see in a restaurant, you know, but it wasn't.
So
See, you
that was a
don't
stage, huh?
that, yeah.
Oh,
It was not a real, I mean, it might have been a real restaurant, but it was not, those were all actors. Those were all people playing their parts.
I see what you mean. Yeah. I thought maybe you were saying that the restaurant itself wasn't real. I was like, really? That looked like a real restaurant.
Yeah, it was just that those, but the way they were moving, see, it looked very legitimate, like it would have been
Absolutely.
like a restaurant working, and like they just happened to drop some actors in, and everybody else was doing, you know, just doing their normal stuff. I think that's good. I mean, if you can't tell, I mean, I was thinking it was a real restaurant until I saw my daughter. Then I was like, well, wait, wait, what are you doing in there?
But it took a second watch to
It
find
did.
her.
It did. It was funny. Because it was
Yeah.
funny because when I started questioning, I was like, you know, there's somebody that looks familiar. That's all it was just somebody's familiar, but it was so fast moving.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, now I look at it, it's like, how did
Can
I miss her?
we tell them
How?
what show so that they can go
Yeah,
watch it?
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on
Yeah.
Walker. And then the one that the episode that she's predominantly, or she's very, what do you want to call it, in is called Mom's the Word, I think was the name of it.
Something like that,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's in the restaurant scene in the where they, you know, they're having the celebration and the dance thing or thing, and she's up behind the cashier's counter. And that's where she's, and sometimes she's moving around. So once you know, hey Tiff, shout out, woohoo!
Now listen, she is here. She's got her little hearts on, but I was like, my whole screen on the other side froze up, and I'm like, I wouldn't even know she's in here. No, we're bragging her up. So go watch it. The
Yeah.
CW.
Yeah.
Download it and go to Walker and the last episode and just enjoy and watch
Yeah.
Tiffany at the register. She
Walkers,
wears
they're gonna wonder
glasses on.
why all these, why so many views on this
On
episode?
this
Wow, that's
particular
interesting.
episode.
We're really increasing our popularity. Wow, I wonder what's going on. It's
We're gonna need another season. We're gonna need more extras. But no, we're upgrading her to a main character. We want to see her get into the drama. Yeah. Being in it. Be in it. All right, Tiffs. Thanks for the good show today. That was fun to get. I know I actually had a minute to sit down and watch it, but I was trying to figure out Hulu said it had it on there. So I thought, oh well, I already have Hulu, so I'm gonna go did it. And it's like, nope. And I got a new TV in the family room, so I was like, it's not coming up. So finally, I was like, I wonder if I could download the CW on here. And obviously, you can. And that was super easy. And then, after about 20 minutes of me trying to pull it up on my phone, pull it up on my computer, and all the things, then it finally dawned on me, there's a really easy way to do this. Yeah. So, anyway, there's my story. So, hello,
Yeah.
everybody. We got Tracy and Linda and Judy. Okay, all of you, Australia, love you, ladies. Thank you for being here.
True blue.
You know what? You know who's not here is Cindy. Cindy. So I'm just going to shout out to her anyway because I know that she's probably either listening to us and can't get in the chat room, or she'll listen to it later and then she'll see that we thought of her. And, you know. Okay, we got Tina, and of course Tiffany, and I know Eric is in the house because I just got off the phone with her and she said she was going to be here listening. So,
Okay.
just FYI, we can tell all kinds of Erica stories if you want. Yeah. So, very cool.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, I think we may have triggered her into responding here somewhere, maybe. No, don't see it yet. She will, but yeah. She had a fascinating subject QHHC session today, and so we had to. That was not something you could do via text, right? So there you
Right.
go.
Yeah.
But not my story to tell. That one will be hers, and she's gonna tell
Absolutely.
it. She's gonna tell it. So if you guys don't have Erica Middlemiss on your social media, get there. She'll tell the story. Anyway, so how was your week?
My week's been good. It's been good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's been how do I say this? It's like been self-discovery. It's reinforcing things that I know, and it's really cool because I'm just seeing the growth that I have made over the last few years, and where things that used to just really kind of knock me off my my balance. I see how I can regain, and I'm able to go back to, it's like, what is it I the feeling, you know, of things that I, of where I want to be, and where, and that's really cool, because that's keeping me over in, rather than getting swallowed up in any drama or any of the, you know, any things that are going on, because that's kind of easy to do, you know, people, you know, things, people, places, and things happen, and we get sucked into it, and all the emotional stuff and everything, and before we know it, we're in the middle of it, going, and falling, and almost like I was seeing when I did that was like, actually, what is it? It was, I was going to say Dorothy with the Wizard of Oz, but actually it's more like the Twilight Zone when they have somebody doing that.
Oh, and yeah, and they're falling in the swirl.
Yeah, like, yeah. Exactly. Doesn't it feel like that sometimes?
Yeah.
And it's like this, it's like a, there's something in me that keeps reminding me, it's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's good. All is good. And it's like, and I stay with that feeling, and it's like, yeah, you know, and it's reinforcing that what I was told years ago is you have a choice. You can do this one or you can do this one. And I'm just staying with this one because it feels good. And it's been good.
Yeah. I'm going to pause for just a moment because we're being asked. The show is Walker, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But no, everything you're saying, I swear it must be in the ethers. But we do not. Uh-huh. But this is very similar to the subject that I had with Sarah this morning as we were talking about being, you know, getting caught up in the energy and, you know, just getting kind of stuck in the dramas and the heaviness and the densities and then finding your way out of that. But, you know, got to get our, you know, we get too serious.
Yeah, we have to just, our job in all this is to keep reminding ourselves. It's like, because it's easy. It's easy to get pulled in. And then it's like, oh, I got to climb out of this thing. So it's just reminding. And that's that part of our, you know, we always think be mindful, be, you know, just, you know, of what it is you want. What, I mean, and that's where, when you're doing that, you're being mindful of what is going on in here all the time. And you're monitoring. And so that you can course correct at any time you need to. And that's much easier than going down this woo and then trying to crawl your way out, you know, which can be fun if you like that kind of thing. I'm done with that kind of thing. I really am done with it. Just, yeah. And so I want to just recognize it sooner and sooner and sooner, course correct sooner, and just stay in that frame of mind that keeps things going the way, you know, it being the reality that I want, you know, that's where we're at. That's where we're going. That's where we've been saying, hey, this is where we're going. We're there. We are there now. Let's just do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so many, just so much evidence around us that things are going right. Yeah. So why not pay our attention onto that? And, you know, I've had a couple of things come in this week that could have easily thrown me off course. Mm. And there was one point where, and I spoke about this a little bit this morning. I don't know if anybody's echoing off of that one, if they've seen what I did this morning with Sarah, but I had this thing happen where I wasn't being heard. And I talked to you about this, you know, where it's like, I want this. Okay, well, what if we do it this way? And it's not at all in alignment with this. And I want this. Okay, but what if we do it like that?
Yeah.
No, I want this. And you said you offer this. Can I have this?
Yeah.
Well, we can give you this, but if we change it around, make it look like that. Yeah. And I was just like, and I could feel every time those responses were coming in, I'm just getting this much. I'm going to blow my top here in a second. What's going on? And it was really cool because it gave me that opportunity to go, okay, I'm going to step away from this for a little bit. I'm not doing this anymore tonight. Mm-hmm. And so I stepped away and I thought to myself, why is this triggering me like this? Why is this sucking me in like it is? Like I'm getting very attached to this, the rhythm of this and the outcome of it. And, you know, I wanted to see if I could feel the stubborn Capricorn, that little goat was coming in. And I'm like, man, I can feel that energy and I don't like it. You know, it's not,
yeah.
I'm supposed to be having fun right now, and this isn't fun.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, so, and that's a good gauge, is, am I having fun?
Yeah.
Well, then that's probably a good indication that that's not the way to go.
Yep. Which is how that went.
You keep hitting walls.
Yep. It's like, huh, the communication here is not going well. So we're just going to move on. And, you know, and so that's great. And, you know, maybe that service that was being offered was good for what they were offering. I'm sure it was, but they weren't listening to what it was we wanted. And had they done that, they probably could have created something for us that we actually wanted. Mm-hmm. And everything would have flowed. But it was like all that. Yeah. It was just an interesting experience. But yeah, I got to go into that and then shift how I was responding and Absolutely. Come back to it from neutral. By the way, neutral is a wonderful place to be.
It is a wonderful place. Gosh, this is weird. Okay. I apologize for being distracted. My sister-in-law is trying to tell me we have a tornado warning now here. And it's weird because I'm, you know, she's giving me notices and but my phone keeps going on just recording what we're saying. And I keep trying to shut it off. It's really funny.
Really need to know this. It's
like, how many times?
You already had to hear me do it once.
Anyway, so if I get disconnected, it's because the storm.
Okay. Well,
I'm going off with Dorothy.
Follow the yellow brick road. Yeah. Look for the man behind the curtain. He's got all the answers. So I don't know if you guys, if nobody's chatting with us. I want to get you guys in the chat room. I see we got a bigger audience than we're seeing in there. So if you can chat with us, BBS Radio TV on Facebook, please come on over there. If you're not already there, open up and chat with us. Ask questions. We like to kind of dabble in the questions because, you know, we try to answer questions we think you might have, but then you guys ask us questions that even we go, ooh, let's tap in. What do we get for that? And that's kind of fun to do. Yeah. So one of the things that came in for me, now this wasn't through a session. This was me sitting. Oh no, it was. There was a session that got me triggered into this. That's what it was. But she was talking about healing things in all the dimensions, right? Now that's not new. That's nothing new, but we're talking about healing things in all the dimensions.
Right.
Well, I've been watching these shows that are bringing in also all these different timelines.
Oh, my power's going.
Oh, boy. I'm going to tell you guys this story, but I don't know if Julia will get to
it. I don't know, because the power goes, this computer goes. So that's just where we are.
Well, your internet's going to go. Unless you're running off your phone, the whole thing's going to go.
Yeah. So. I'm just fair warning. That's all.
All right. Well, if I tell the story and she disappears, I'll finish it with you guys. So don't worry. So we're watching, you know, how time is circular, right? And it keeps repeating itself. And so you got all these rings of time.
Yeah.
That's what I kept hearing in my head. That's the rings of time. Okay, Julia's fading out. We might have lost her. So anyways, these rings of time, all this healing on all these levels, but also healing the land, the homes, everything from all the different dimensions, all the different levels of I don't think we're going to get Julia back here, but I love that her picture stayed. So anyways, healing everything from not just our physical beings from other lifetimes and other dimensions and other whatevers that we've been on, other journeys that we've been on, but also the land that we had them on and the homes that we lived in and the animals and the trees and all the things that were affected by it. And so healing things on those levels. So now that we have officially lost Julia, I'm probably not going to talk too long I have an idea though. Let's see if we can get, so you guys, some of you might be used to me talking with Judy on my YouTube page. I'm going to see if I can convince Judy to come on here with me. Maybe she can.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. I was going to solicit Judy. Okay, good. I got to get you back in my gallery though. Okay. So you missed the rings story, but the summary was just healing everything, not just your own story and your own thing, but the land, the homes you lived in, all the outside world of it as well, was coming in really clear in that message to heal things. Not, when we go into past lives and we heal our past lives, but we don't think to extend that out all the time to all the other things that were affected by that imprint of energy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's something that, rather than say heal the past life, we're healing ourselves. It's not necessarily, it's just it moves through those lives is what I feel like. It's like we're not, because I don't want people to get the wrong impression of QHHT or like we're going back and we're healing lives. It's like these are things that are starting to happen. We're noticing that what we do here is affecting all of these other parts of us and all these other lives. But ultimately, our main focus is this life, and so on, what how they affect this one. But we are starting to see that, yes, they are.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the producer, can you put us on a gallery view? Because in the other screen, I am a big picture and Julia gets cut off at the end. So we can get that switched back over.
Back.
Well,
We'll see how long I'm here, but.
we want to keep you. Yes, don't go taking off on us again. Your hands
Okay, no
stayed
flying
there for a
away.
while. It was good. So, yeah, very good point. We're healing that energy of it,
Well,
or
because
the
some people think, oh, I got to go back and heal that life, then that will fix this one. See how that's kind of like
I see what
skewed?
you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're bouncing around, but you're okay. Maybe we're different now. Oh,
But
there we
it's
go.
like this is the one we're focused on. We go and we look at other lives to see what they're trying to teach us about this one. And by doing that, then we see things happening. And because we're changing ourselves here, then that starts affecting the other lives.
Yeah, and it's completely rippled. Yeah. So all these little rings, yeah, you're so let's say you're like there's 20 rings below you, but guess what? There could be 20 above you too, because all of them are,
That's
circular. They're
absolutely. That's that transparent game board again now. So it's like moves
yeah.
you make on this level affect
That
all the other
one and
levels
that
above
one.
and below and everything. They're all affecting. That's what we're knowing now. But see, you can't go in going, oh, I want to take that one and I want to change it.
Oh
And
no, yeah,
then
the most powerful one you're in is this one.
this
Yeah.
one. Yes. This
So
is the one
yeah.
that you're focused on. So change. This one,
This
change
one.
you. And this
Yeah,
one,
and then it
and it'll
ripples to
boom, boom,
those.
boom, 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 boom. Yeah, what's that game
I
that?
know, it made me think of one. Oh. It's on the phones, right? It's the one where you pick the little boxes,
Oh,
or
like
no, maybe not. But
I
yeah.
don't play any of those games, but it's I don't know. But it's like, yeah, where you move, make one move and everything falls into place, or it all adjusts and everything.
Yeah.
If there
There's
isn't
so
a game
many
like
like
that,
that.
there
Let's
could
go
be.
with Candy Crush. Why not? Because it can be.
I don't play that one either.
I just like this. And we were playing with that last week, going, oh, we're going to move our hands a lot to see where it freezes. And it worked. We're both all, yeah. So if we do it enough. All right. Did we lose? Okay. Oh, Tetris. Tetris, yes.
I was thinking Tetris, but I've never played it, so I didn't went for sure.
Oh, I used to love Tetris. Yeah. Yeah. And now I do. It's not Candy Crush. I do one like that though. And then actually what I got fixated on right now is one of those word puzzle ones. So
I do. I love word
I
puzzle
see
ones.
how smart I am with the word puzzles. And then I'll be like, that's not a word.
Yeah, or it is a word. It's just not a word they're looking for.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. That is still a word.
I should get extra credit. I want that word. Tell that. All right. So, well, we got Tracy in here chatting with us. So, That's funny. She says, I see Julia. She's at the top. You were. It was like I was like this big jumbo picture, and you were this itty bitty picture at the top.
Yeah. Well, then I adjusted myself by making my screen gallery. That moved me into the main frame, but I don't know what I look like anywhere else.
Oh, were you the, maybe you're the one that did that. Do you have the control?
No, I just did that on my screen. I don't know if it's like that for everywhere now. But...
It is now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I did it. Yay. Yes, I have control. I have the power.
We willed it and it happened. So, all right. So we are, yeah, we're not doing too bad. We killed 30 minutes already of this kind of conversation.
You're lightning. But,
all the things, the power outages, we got it all in there. But yeah, so when we're doing these kinds of bigger work, like leaving the body at night when we're sleeping, and where are we going? What are we doing? I have a ceiling fan in my bedroom, and it's right above the bed. So sometimes I wake up and that thing scares me. And okay, so sorry, Judy's saying if you drop again, she's got it. She'll come in. So
perfect. Thank you, Judy.
Judy's got us. So thank you, Judy. Yeah, we'll bring you in if that's, I love knowing I have that option. So, but so yeah, so the ceiling fan can look kind of scary to me. Like I've woke up and it's looked like a gigantic spider because, you know, you're still in that altered state from coming right. back from something.
Right.
And, but the other day I woke up and I swear to God, it looked like somebody coming to hug me. So then I thought, well, did I see the fan or did I actually see somebody coming to hug me?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Hey, it can be whatever you want.
I'll take a hug.
Okay.
It's better than the big scary spider thing that I thought I saw the other day. Because I actually went, oh, stink fan. Yeah. You'd think I'd get used to that. I don't. So it's funny.
You hear that thunder?
I heard it. Did you guys hear it? I'm hearing it again. Yeah, it's crazy. You're gonna sleep well. How's Rocket doing with that?
He's in the corner. He's all curled up and he does not like thunder. He does not like hard rain.
Oh, and it's been weathery like that here too, not to that extreme, but all day just pouring rain. So yeah. And then, you know, some of those people on the East Coast with sunshine posting their sunshine pictures. Thanks.
But it was very pretty here earlier. And this is so cool because, you know, the last few years, I'm just, I don't know why I'm talking about this. This came in. So maybe there's something here. The last few years, we haven't really had like the intermediate seasons. We had summer and then it very quickly turned to winter. And it's like hardly anything on the fall and spring. It was like, and then winter turned to summer. And it's just immediate almost and very little. This year, it's really cool. It got cold one day and it was like, oh no, this is too cold too soon. You know, it's like, please don't say it's winter yet. And then it warmed right back up and it's been going through its stages and we're having an actual fall and all the leaves are coming down. They turned and then they're coming down. And it's so cool because I walk on my driveway every day, you know, now twice a day. Oh, I've increased. Anyway. That the leaves have fallen down. It was so funny. Just in one day, I go out and the leaves are so thick on that driveway. You can't even see the path. Really? It is so thick. It's like, this is like a magical land. It's just so cool. And it's just hard to explain. And I kept thinking, okay, there's something here. Why? It's interesting that I'm noticing the path. It's covered up. I can still make my way on the path. So it's like there's something with there. That's what was coming in.
It's kind of like a new layer. It's a new new path.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like you can walk wherever you want. You don't have to take the same. Ooh, there we go. You don't have to take the same way because that's what you know, that's what I do. I mean, it's a gravel driveway. You have your two ruts. gravel, and so I walk on the one that's most smooth, and I come back on the other one for a while. I have my same routine that I walk, and when it's covered up, I'm like I'm trying to find those my normal paths, and it's really hard to see them. And so I'm kind of looking and walking in little different areas. I'm walking a little more cautiously because I'm not sure,
potholes,
you know,
or,
if I'm on gravel, if I'm on what,
Right, uneven ground, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, exactly. You got a little fuzzy again. Are you having more weather?
Yeah, I mean, it's continuous now. Probably in a severe section of it.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, I could look at the map. I had both of us pulled up a minute ago.
Well, I just got regular Oregon weather here, but yeah, it was.
I mean,
there was
there's what
fuzzy.
We're.
Oh, wow.
Can you see? There's yours, and then there's mine.
We are in similar weather. That's so
uh-huh.
wild.
And we're the only ones that look, I mean, except this one in the middle is really long. I mean, so it's covering all of the nation, but it's.
I was going to point at the screen. You guys go see, there's where I am, and then there's where.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is where.
I'm gonna point.
This is where. This is where Tracy is, and this is where I am.
Yeah, we're both in that little green stormy
mm-hmm.
stuff. Absolutely.
Yep.
Funny. All right, well, stay here with us. Judy's
oh,
got the link now in case.
And here is where our producers are. See, they got storm too. So isn't that interesting?
That's funny. Yeah, we're all in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about our message today that's electric, you guys.
Well, that would mean Tiffany's in it probably too, because it goes, it makes that swipe down through Austin, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
we do have some interaction going on here. So let's find out what people have to say. And some of it's to do with the weather. He's had cold weather most of the year and with hardly any summer. And then Tracy's saying the same. It's hot day and then cold day. Oh, that's Oregon. And then windy day. Normal. Yeah.
Well, this is so nice because it was like, oh gosh, we're going right into winter. But then it came back and now we're in the 70s. It's so nice. And I love the tree, you know, the leaves falling. We're having a genuine, authentic fall. It's so pretty.
Yeah. Okay. I know that there was something in here I wanted to share. Okay, question. Does it happen to many people, shifts in sleep patterns, and how long to bring it back to being more regular? Shifts in okay, and then Brittany's reminding us it's Scorpio season. We are in a water sign season here, so go with the flow, people. But sleep patterns, I'm assuming this is when we were talking about the going off and sleep and, oh my God, by the way, the dogs and the cats were not letting me have any of that last night. They were total tag teaming me. It's like I removed one animal because he was restless and moving around. And I was like, okay. So I sent him off to one of my kids. And then the cat came up and started licking my face. I'm like, seriously? So I came out of the room, lay back down. Then the little latte dog comes up. She's licking, 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 licking. I'm like, what is it? And so, yeah. Anyway. Anything on sleep patterns?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sleep. This, yeah, that's going to happen. That's pretty common. I've kind of gone in and out. I was having a time there where it was very restless, and now it's getting a little bit better. I can get back to sleep once I wake up, which is I love. There was a time there where I was like, that wasn't happening.
I'm up. Yeah.
I want my sleep.
Yeah.
But now I am so. But I think that's just as we are adjusting, we're constantly moving around in frequencies and dimensions and all kinds of, I mean, our physical body is trying to catch up to all the things that we're doing and that we're growing and raising frequencies and things. And so it will affect these different things. Just be patient with yourself and just know that that's, you know, the body's just trying to adjust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And our bodies are always changing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say? Every 7 years you're in a brand new body.
Yeah.
Like it's completely different.
Oh, completely. Otherwise every 28 days you have all the cells are regenerating. Mm-hmm. It's just they do it at different times. But so every 28 days you have new parts. Definitely 7 years. I think that's the bones, maybe they take longer, and that may be where that comes in. But yeah, we're always creating new. So this thing of thinking that things are worn out or they're old or they're broken, it's like, see, that's belief. We believe it is, and we believe we're supposed to go this way, and we believe this so that we're the ones that make that happen.
Yeah.
We're constantly making new bodies, guys. It can be whatever you want.
Let's make it just exactly what we want. Yeah. And, you know, I had a conversation like that with one of my clients where she had chose a body that was going to stay young looking. And the information was, okay, so she chose a body that was going to stay young looking because she asked why she chose the parents that she had and the mm-hmm. different ethnic backgrounds that she had.
Okay.
And the answer was that she chose a body that would stay young because she was going to live well into her hundreds. And nice. It was like, well, yeah. That's a great answer.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
So what did I do?
But you brought up a great point there, and that's that we choose our bodies. We design our bodies. We do all of that. So, you know, and then as far as, and it's to learn things. We want a body that will help us to do whatever it is that we're wanting to do, you know, and so we design it accordingly. And I can see that. I'm going to keep it looking young for, you know, that could be a purpose.
Yeah. You know, and
I want a strong body. I want to, you know, you're going to be physical. You know, then you're going to want a body that can do that.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, going in. But it's important to know now that we are always recreating. We are always creating new. So it can be whatever you want.
Yeah. Create, create.
This is the only limitation is right here.
Get it. Okay.
That could be a good one, huh? Would that be a good picture?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. We're gonna get that one. Okay. All right. So we're gonna go to Linda's here. She says, "I have a new concept for walk-ins. Client had missing time, and or big experiences, and either forgot or was totally fine after he was allowing other souls to come in and have those experiences while his soul rested, and." In his heart space, like stepping aside. Okay, so the walk-in is only temporary is what I'm getting from.
You know, let's ask more questions. Are they telling you that they're a walk-in? I feel like it's maybe something else. And so maybe ask more questions to get, you know, they're not big on names and labels. So
yeah,
we can probably label it whatever we want to, but like revolving door maybe, or...
Right.
But that's interesting. I don't think it's an impossibility. It absolutely very well could be, but I don't know that it's a walk-in. A walk-in is that other where they're taking over and things like that.
Yeah, they're trading out.
But completely trading out the whole thing. This is, yeah, it's a short term.
Yeah, this sounds like maybe there was an agreement.
Yeah. You know, just sounds like a vacation rental.
Yeah, it's an Airbnb body, whatever.
Oh, that's interesting. And who's to say it's not? I mean, because there are so many wanting to be here just for a little time during this time so they can say I was here. You know, we got golden tickets to be here on this ride. And that's why I really, really appreciate that you are here. There's so many that want to leave, and it's like, my gosh, you got here. You got here. You have a reason for being here. Please accomplish that. Do it. Be here for the reason you're here. Yeah. And trying to escape is not the reason you're here. You'll be able to leave once you're done with whatever it is you're here for. I promise. Right. You will leave as soon as you're done.
And when you embrace it and kind of decide, okay, well, if I'm going to be here, I might as well enjoy it and have fun. Yeah. And relax into this and just play. But yeah, Tina says short-term drifters. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That way it's really, so it's not to be confused with the other. So make it a name that's in no way can be confused. I like
it's
that.
It's interesting though. Yeah. And why not? Why not? You know, somebody's wanting a human experience for a little bit and you're needing a little break from all the chaos. Why not say, yeah. All right. You can come
Well,
in.
remember they said we know maybe that much of what's going on. Who's to say? You know, we're being we're being offered more information as we're able to understand and comprehend the concepts. So as we digest and as we, you know, it seems clear, then we'll get more. That'll make it all muddy again, you know, and then we'll sort through that and sift. And I think then it'll be clear. Then we'll get another layer. So just know that we don't know it all, and we
No.
never will, because there's so much. It's so vast. And that was why we wanted to have this experience, so we could be here on this plane to start remembering, because this is the only time this has happened like this, you know. And we're like, I want to be there. This is so cool. And
Yeah,
be part of
that's
this and
true.
helping each other to do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
And have these wonderful experiences. And then to start on top of that, then realize, oh my gosh, there's more to it. And oh my gosh, it keeps getting more and more and more. I mean, you think back through all the other generations, I think, did they have stuff like this going on? Maybe
No.
Atlantis, maybe Lemuria, maybe, you know, I mean, maybe they were that aware of it. I don't know. This is, you know, this is something that I kept wondering about when mom was first doing her sessions and she, you know, going and back in history and everything. And it was like, do you think they were aware of like what we're becoming aware of? Do you think that was happening? And I wasn't hearing that in the stories. You know, she was just a little voice in their mind and having conversations, and I wasn't hearing that these people had that awareness and that questioning of who am I? What am I here for? I wasn't hearing that.
Yes.
So maybe this is a huge shift just doing that.
Well, yeah, and I think, when we look at things like Atlantis and Lemuria and these, and we're trying to conceptualize what life was like there, they were advanced, but maybe in a completely different way than we are, and their advancements, maybe there was more of a knowing or less of a wondering or whatever, we don't know. We don't know what they were experiencing, unless, of course, we have a memory from a regression that helps us to remember. But it was a completely different time and different priorities and different structures. And so the way that they would do things would be wildly different.
Well, and I'm thinking about my own. Like, I know what mom had, and then I'm thinking about my own regressions that I've gone into in these other lifetimes. I wasn't thinking, you know, because you're in there, you know what the person is thinking.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking like that. It was, I'm having this experience. I'm going through day by day, well, you know, that kind of thing. And that was just that. I'm learning. I'm whatever. I'm just trying to get through this thing. Just kind of like that.
Now that we're on that subject, now I got questions. Okay, Julia. So we're in Atlantis. Do you think that they like we are so focused on certain things here because we have media and televisions and commercials and things like that. So we're thinking forward of our health and our longevity and things like that. Do you th is it possible that maybe in Atlantis, Lemuria, those kind of times, that maybe they didn't think about those kind of things like we do? Like they're not thinking, oh, I need to go eat a salad so that I can stay healthy and live longer, right? They're just, let's eat this meal, let's share this time together. Do you think they were more present in their
I
moments?
feel like Lemuria was. Atlantis, they're more scientific, so I don't know. I mean, and I'm not sure what I heard, what I've known in the in that way. I'm trying to put myself back into, I think it's more like, yeah, it's just a function. It just feels like that. Scientific, you know, I need to eat to keep the
Yeah.
body, that kind of thing. Lemuria was more in touch with that spiritual side. And so they had a different understanding.
Lovely. I like that. Tiffany was saying that her animals have been a little bit wiggly. She says something's been going on. Mine have been restless for the last 2 nights. Well, your little phone map kind of shows us, I think, maybe they were sensing the storms coming because Tiffany's in the storm zone. Yeah. Okay, so Tracy's saying, I seem to be constantly jerked out of almost going to sleep, waking with heart beating super fast and consciously not knowing why. Are you looking at the time?
Good point. Yeah.
Are you seeing, did you disappear for a little while and you think you were just drifting off to sleep, but maybe you were returning back to your body? Those are the questions I have for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see what else we got. So Linda's saying that the okay, so back to the walk-in thing is she was saying the soul just walked
The drifter.
in is the drifter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the client was a high vibrational being that was able to accommodate that. So yeah. Okay, so Tina's saying I was conscious as a child of beings and spirits, seeing through my eyes, feeling my oh, that's interesting. So she was conscious of them seeing through her eyes, feeling her emotions with her, and but the deal was no interference on my mind or my free will. How cool. That's interesting.
Very cool, very cool. And you know, and we heard a story like that. Where were we? Was it when we were in Hawaii? One of us were, you know, I think Sarah was sharing an experience that one of her clients or she had, and then I had an experience like that too, where someone wanted to look through my eyes, and it was just, and I think it was just to have, and that's what she had too. It's like it was going through, you know. So I don't know what that is, you know, because you'd think, well, they can see everything, but there's something maybe about looking at it through our eyes. I'm not sure
Yeah.
what that's about, but that's really interesting because there is a law of non-interference. So that's interesting that they see how cool that is. So we and if that's happening, we've given permission. Don't think that beings are just coming in and taking over. We have given permission. It may be on this other level. Consciously, they may not be aware of it, but we have given permission for this. And so this is a shared experience, maybe we could look at it that way,
Yeah.
that we've agreed to. But look at how they can't come in, take over the body, start taking over your life. No, they don't do that unless that's what you want them to do, and you're leaving and they're coming in, period. End of story. You're gone, 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 gone.
So, yeah, Sarah's experience was quite extraordinary in our trip and it involved Erica. And Erica got to do something she's always wanted to do, and Sarah experienced her mom seeing it through her eyes. And so, quite an
That
emotional
was, yeah,
memory
that
for
was
them.
it. That was what it
Yeah,
was.
because we were doing the horseback riding, and
Yeah.
Erica got to ride the horse on the beach, and that was like
Yeah.
an all-time dream of hers. And I just remember turning around, going, "Why is everybody crying?" It's like, because I was up ahead and I didn't see what was going on, and they're all very emotional and things were going on. And
Yeah.
so then they told us the story afterwards that Sarah completely felt her mom watching Erica ride on the beach, run the horse on the beach and have that moment.
Yeah.
So that was very special. And I think that we do those things for each other, right? Experience it. I know that in one of the TV shows that I've watched, one of the characters, his goal was to get to the West Coast, and it was so he gets to the West Coast, but he wanted to get there so he could sit on the beach because his deceased wife had always wanted to see the ocean.
Yeah.
And so his goal was to get there and sit on the beach so that she could view the ocean through his eyes. So I think we do set those intentions and we share in
Yeah.
those ways and we allow for things like that for these experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. They're saying we'll understand it better because I'm keep asking, why can't they see? They have this other perspective. They can see everything. Why can't they see it? But
They're
they're
probably
saying we'll
able to feel the
understand.
emotions and
Yeah,
the,
it's more, yeah, exactly.
yeah,
It's
it's
not
going to
something
get
that
through
we'll
that
fully
human
understand.
experience. Yeah, there's so much more to it, I think. Okay, so Linda, I'm with you on this. She says, I notice, oh, her eyes look different after a QHHT session. I notice clients do. Sometimes totally different. Any thoughts? Yeah, you're shifting a lot of energy. I mean, I think we're multidimensional beings, right? So if we're walking in and we're all stressed out or worried about something or whatever, and then we get done with the session and we're all in that higher place, you're seeing the shift of dimensions of who you are and
Well,
more.
and that's proof for you as well.
Yeah.
Because maybe you're questioning it. Anytime you see things that happen that are evidence, it's like this is proof. That means you probably asked somewhere, is this really happening? What, how can I know, or whatever, you wanted some proof of some kind. And there you go. You get it. It's so funny. Well, yeah, I did ask for that. That's why you get it.
Yeah. So Team is pointing out that Sense8 is kind of talking about what we're talking about. It's a series on, I think it's Netflix, but it's a little bit, you know, they like to grab an audience. So there's a lot of sexual content in Sense8, but the concept of their movie or their series is amazing because these eight people are born all around the world and they reach a certain age. And when they do, now they can all sense each other. And when they sense each other, then there it feels like they're in the same room together, like they can biolocate or whatever. Yeah. Anyways, it is a neat series. I watched it and then they didn't make any more. And I'm like, no, I love this one. Because, you know, if I had karate skills and you had, you know, like you were like this wizard in the mind or something like that, if I needed your skill, I could use it. If you needed mine, you could use it. So it was really kind of a neat idea. And it's like, okay, I like what they did with that. That was kind of fun. And it opens our minds up to possibilities, you know, and to all these other extraordinary yeah. things we can be doing in this planet.
Well, and that's just it. That's right there what you said. It opens our minds to all the possibilities, to all these things. That's really what the main message that we get over and over and over again is: open your mind, open up to the possibilities. We've got to eliminate these walls and just keep putting all these barriers of this is the only thing it can be, you know. And we're defining this as we like. Remember, we only know this much, so it can be anything. The possibilities are limitless. And that's the only way we're going to change our world is to be open to other possibilities of our yeah. reality. If we think this is it, this is all I can have, then that's all you're going to have. But if you start going, oh my goodness, maybe, you know, allow yourself to dream. I remember, and sometimes we don't even know that we're not dreaming until somebody says, you know, you can have that. You can do that. And it's like, what? Yeah. I really can? What? And I'm like, absolutely. And then it's like, ah. Oh, oh my gosh, I remember feeling this way when I was much younger. And I love that feeling of, I can do this, I can whatever, you know. And that's when I realized, oh my gosh, I stopped dreaming. Somewhere, yeah. And I think that's an epidemic.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a wonderful thing to end the show on tonight is get out there and know it's endless possibilities. You can do anything, dream anything. Become anything.
Yeah.
You know, if people didn't believe that, we wouldn't have people doing all these dynamic things. I mean, some of the stuff people are doing with their physical bodies these days, it's like, what? How is that even possible?
Exactly. But it is because they're doing it. But that's that saying, if you can conceive it and believe it, it can be. That's all that's required. You just imagine it. If you can imagine it, one, it means it's a possibility. It is a reality out there. Then if you believe it, now you're shifting your frequency into that reality.
Absolutely.
That's it.
How exciting. That's a fun place to be. Now, I want all of you put on that I can believe it and conceive it hat, because I'm about to ask Julia to tell you something that you can create. Julia, tell them about the reunion.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And we'd love you all to be there with us. We're having our, it's a QHHT. We call it QHHT reunion, but it's open to anybody. You do not have to be a practitioner to come to this. You know, if you just want to be with like-minded people, come and see me and Tracy and Tiffany and come on. We'll all be
there. Yeah.
There, exactly. All we'll all be, I mean, we'll all be there. So come on, you know, you've been talking to them on the chat and everything. We're all going to be there. So, we'd love to have you there. This is going to be in February, the 2nd to the 6th. We have all the information about it on QHHTofficial.com. And, you know, just come on. We're going to have so much fun.
Manifest it, create it, go check it out. And if you feel yourself going, I don't know if I can do that, ask yourself, what would it take for me to go? What would it take for me to get there? And then open it to the universe to help you create it and achieve it, because it's going to be a magical trip. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. It's like a little piece of heaven got stuck right there in the ocean. We get to go to it. And it's extraordinary. And some really amazing fun things, gatherings where we can all talk and bond and share time together. I think you're doing sound healing, luau, hiking, all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
So you guys, it's a trip of a lifetime. So go check it out. And of course we would love to see you there. So
absolutely, we'd love to see you there.
The selfish thing on our part, we want to see you. So give you those hugs in person. And we're just also manifesting any travel restrictions are gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not in our reality. Yeah. So all right.
My world. Free, easy movement.
Now, for those that would like to become a practitioner, what do they need to do?
Yeah, go to QHHTofficial.com to, it's actually on the homepage. You can just see how to become a level one practitioner. And Tracy, you have a code if they'd like to use that to get 10% off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, save 10% and put in the code, the magic is real. That's just all one word. The magic is real. That'll get you 10% off that level one course. Yeah, let's make that magic happen.
So you want to do that? Or if you want to have a session, well, that's another way to have a session is go to Hawaii to the reunion, because there's going to be lots of practitioners there and who will be giving sessions. So if that's something, you know, that's a good place to find them. But let's say if you want to find somebody in your area, then go to the website again, QHHTofficial.com, and look for find a practitioner on that page, and you can search your area. Just go down the drop down menus for country, state, city, and then that will get you who the practitioners in your area. Or you can go to Tracy and
go to me. Fly into Portland, come out to see me. I'm about 35 minutes down in Portland. But you did make me think of that, where you're like, or find someone in your area, or make it a destination point. You know, there's practitioners everywhere. Where do you want to go? Go there, have a session, and have a great time. So,
we gotta leave. They were saying wrap it up. So we're wrapping it up, and here's the big bow. Love you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.